From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The U.S. federal authorities and police in New York are searching for suspects and possible links between a bomb that exploded Saturday night in Manhattan and another found nearby. 29 people were wounded in the Manhattan blast. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
A bomb exploding in New York is obviously an act of terrorism, but it's not linked to international terrorism. In other words, we find no ISIS connection, etc. But a bomb going off is generically a terrorist activity.
The New York blast came hours after a pipe bomb exploded in New Jersey, 135 kilometers away. No one was hurt, but de Blasio and Cuomo have said there is no evidence linking the two incidents. In the U.S. city of St. Cloud, Minnesota, a man stabbed 9 people happened in a shopping mall Saturday night. He's been identified as 22-year-old Somali-American Dahir Adnan. He was shot and killed by an off-duty policeman. Rick Thornton is with the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
We are currently investigating this as a potential act of terrorism. And I do say potential. There's a lot we don't know.
Islamic State has claimed responsibility. None of the victims suffered life-threatening injuries. In the Central African Republic, at least 20 people were killed in an attack that began on Friday, suspected of former Salika Muslim rebels. The attack occurred about 350 kilometers north of the capital, Bangui. CR descended into chaos in March of 2013 when Salika fighters seized power, triggering reprisals. This is VOA News. In Syria, a fragile week-long ceasefire seems to be in jeopardy now. Russia saying it registered 50 violations of the agreement in just the past day. Moscow said an airstrike by U.S.-led coalition Saturday killed dozens of Syrian soldiers in the eastern part of the country. U.S. said it was targeting Islamic State fighters in northeast Syria who were not covered by the truce. The city of Aleppo was hit by airstrikes for the first time since the ceasefire went into effect at sundown last Monday. Clashes were also reported east of the capital, Damascus. French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault accused the government of President Bashar al-Assad of undermining the ceasefire. Middle East Institute analyst Zubair Iqbal tells VOA the ceasefire had no real mechanism of enforcement.
To expect that kind of ceasefire will hold or stick was basically an expectation, a hope, a prayer, but not necessarily anything firm on the ground.
Iqbal referred to it as a pause in hostilities that appears to have come to an abrupt end. A freed Norwegian hostage said he was lucky to be alive after being kidnapped by Islamic militants and held in the southern Philippine jungle for more than a year. Jartan Sekenstad appeared thin and frail as he was handed over to a government envoy, along with 3 Indonesian seamen who had been held captive with him.
Basically been treated like a slave, carrying their stuff around and from time to time abused, but other times treated fairly, but always kept in the dark by given misinformation, like not reliable information, psychological pressure, like you're going to be beheaded, such as a date, and always a trap hanging over your head.
Sekenstad was abducted from a high-end tourist resort he managed in September 2015 by the kidnappers for ransom Abu Sayyaf. 2 Canadians taken hostage at the same time were later beheaded by the group after a ransom demand of $6.5 million was not met. A Norwegian Foreign Affairs communications officer said his government did not pay ransom in Sekenstad's case, nor has it ever paid ransom. Doctors attending former Israeli President and Prime Minister Shimon Peres says they plan to reduce his sedation and respiratory support. 93-year-old, whose public career spans 7 decades, is said to be showing improvement since last week's stroke, but he remains listed in critical condition. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and always on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.